This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed and more than 15 wounded when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of the militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a military operation. Fighting rages for the control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago, and now Iraqi forces are trying to take it back. Iraqi Lieutenant General Abdel Ghani al-Assidi says the Islamic State's defensive positions are causing the biggest challenges to his troops. Some 20,000 children are believed to be trapped in Fallujah. The UN Children's Fund says very few families have been able to leave. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside American Special Forces troops, have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes on Manbij for the last 24 hours, which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says have killed 15 civilians. Suspected arsonists have burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential center in the next 2 weeks. Authorities said the building at Altenfelden in northern Austria was deliberately set on fire overnight. No injuries were reported. This is VOA News. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of the Egyptair jet that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea last month. The Civil Aviation Ministry said a French Navy surveillance vessel picked up the signals from the seabed. About half of France's train traffic was halted Wednesday as rail workers went on strike to protest their working conditions and propose changes to French labor rules. According to the National Society of French Railways, service on about 40% of France's high-speed trains and more than half of its regional trains was canceled. Bands play today as Switzerland inaugurated the Gotthard Base Tunnel, the world's longest and deepest rail tunnel, running more than 57 kilometers beneath the Alps. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi joined Swiss leaders in an opening celebration for the tunnel. The tunnel will become fully operational in December. Tensions have escalated in Uganda's capital after a court appearance for opposition leader Kizza Besigye was canceled and 2 opposition leaders were arrested. Besigye is charged with treason after calling February's presidential election rigged and declaring himself president. Elizabeth Pollitt has more.
When it became clear that Besigye wouldn't attend Wednesday's hearing, the packed courtroom erupted in anger. The government cited security concerns for Besigye's absence, saying they couldn't risk bringing him to court. Although the chief magistrate called for calm, Besigye's supporters continued to demonstrate, eventually shutting down the session. They remained in the courtroom demonstrating their dissatisfaction by holding prayers and singing that one day President Yoweri Museveni would die and they would be free. Besigye's next court appearance is scheduled for mid-June. Elizabeth Pala, Kampala.
An al-Qaeda group has claimed responsibility for attacks on 2 UN bases in Mali that left 4 people dead. The UN says one peacekeeper was killed by rocket fire late Tuesday in the northern city of Gao. An attack Wednesday morning on the UN anti-mining operation in Gao killed 2 Malian private security officers and an international expert. The United States is taking action to block North Korea's access to global financial systems, an effort aimed at preventing money laundering. The Treasury Department Wednesday designated North Korea a primary money laundering concern. The department says the North Korean government is notoriously deceitful in its financial transactions. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best news.